USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is running for president, and he'll make it official in a live Twitter audio feed tonight. He's running as he continues to be Florida's governor, and his predecessor, Rick Scott, says that could be a problem.
Whether you're a governor or you're a senator, you know, you don't have unlimited hours every day.
Former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin tells Fox News DeSantis has a very steep hill to climb.
At this point, President Trump is way ahead, so it's a daunting task really for any of these other candidates.
In Florida, Democrats have rented billboards blasting DeSantis for what the signs call his extreme MAGA agenda, including the six-week abortion ban, firearms laws, and anti-LGBTQ laws. The Human Rights Campaign is the latest group to warn people to stay away from Florida, and it cites those new LGBTQ laws and the risks they pose when it comes to traveling to or moving to the Sunshine State. So what's the worst that could happen if the federal government defaults on its debts?
First thing that's going to happen is the financial markets are going to sell off, stock prices go down, interest rates rise.
Economist Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics tells CNN that'll put a big hit on your 401k. And then?
The economy is going to sink into recession, right? And that means lost jobs, that means higher unemployment, yeah. All our wages will be affected.
House and White House negotiators are back at the table trying to agree on a deal to raise the debt limit. It was a year ago today a gunman walked into Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, and took 21 lives.
May 24th as a family, themselves, of course, some community members, there's no moving on.
Uvalde parent Gloria Casares says time has stood still since the shootings. 1 year on, there's still no official explanation for why 100 law officers waited for more than an hour before entering the school. The mother of one victim says there's been no accountability. This is USA News.
Do you want the lowest prices on wines and champagne shipped right to your door? TotalWine.com, America's largest independent wine retailer, ships to Panama City. Explore our vast selection of over 8,000 wines and find something you love all at the lowest prices for over 30 years. Whether you're looking to enjoy a full-bodied Cabernet from Paso or crisp Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand, TotalWine.com has you covered with great wines and Grand Cru champagne shipped right to your door. Find what you love. Love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Shipping available on wine and champagne only. Drink responsibly. B21.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Brace yourself. The Memorial Day weekend travel crunch is just about underway.
Travel for Memorial Day weekend is expected to surpass pre-pandemic levels. More than 40 million Americans are expected to travel over the holiday weekend.
FAA is projecting more than 51,000 flights on Thursday alone.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his agency is working to minimize travel disruptions amid an ongoing air traffic controller shortage. I'm Skip Kelly.
The crush of your fellow holiday travelers might be the least of your worries. A big storm's forecast to hit parts of the East Coast, potentially ruining a lot of vacations. The coast from central Florida north to Delaware could get drenched, and the rains might reach inland as far as Raleigh, North Carolina, and Washington, D.C. A different system claimed at least two lives yesterday. Two men working on a house in a suburb of Houston were killed when the house collapsed in high winds. One person was also injured in a nearby town when the roof of an auto body shop collapsed. We're learning a bit more about the 19-year-old who crashed a U-Haul truck into barricades about a block away from the White House Monday night. CNN says Sai Kandula made threats after being arrested, saying he wanted to kidnap President Biden. Kandula's being held without bail. And this from the D.C. suburb of Fairfax, Virginia. A man with an AK-47 in his car was stopped and arrested for having that gun on the grounds of a preschool this week. Police say Eric Sandow told them he was heading to CIA headquarters. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.